Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow you're buried in a casket.
Wake up and live, y'all. Wake up and live. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's gathered from, well, around the United States and sometimes the world. And this evening is no exception. I'd like to just take a moment to, again, thank you for listening, but also to encourage you to continue bringing me subjects, guests, topics that are not hitting mainstream. Keep sending me the emails. It's Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore CLA18 at MSN.com. And if you'll do that, I'll make sure that you're added to the mail list so you'll see who our upcoming guests are. I'll send you my reach number so that we can have some dialogue and talk about what's on your mind and things that you believe are not hitting mainstream that should be. And we'll do what we can to make it happen. This is news truly for you, by you, and of you, as our Constitution alludes to, but doesn't always happen. Don't misunderstand, I'd rather be nowhere else at this point than right here in these United States. But at a grassroots level, I believe we can do more. This country was founded on grassroots activism to make it the country that it is. But we are falling short. There are too many in this country disenfranchised. And so it's up to that grassroots to make a difference. And that's where we all come in. So I like to say again, it's news you can use. Mentioning again, this evening is no exception. For those of you who are regular listeners, I can't thank you enough for being here, because that's what's going to make the difference. We do need to share a bit more. We need to get our numbers up so we can make a difference. You know, we all have a calling. No matter what we're doing, we hope that's what our calling is. But you'll know. You'll know there's an energy that you wake up feeling, and it's confirmed on a daily and moment-by-moment basis, as you find yourself being approached by energies in the form of individuals or circumstances that just support the direction that you're headed in. You will know. It's unmistakable. Never, ever, ever, and I'm not just pointing the finger at you. You should see me right now. I'm got this thumb coming right back at me. We, I should say, are never, ever, ever, ever. I'm not trying to interrupt my program. We are never, ever, ever at a point, regardless of our age or circumstances, where we can feel comfortable that we've done all that we can do. We should never, ever stop and never pursue our special gifts, because we all have them. Our goal should be to wake up and question, am I on that track? Am I on that journey? That's for me to make the difference that I'm designed to make. And I believe by participating here on this forum that that's a part of it. And I say that because truly in my heart and soul, as I wake up in prayer, and this isn't about religion, this is about a universal God, regardless of whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or Hindu or a Buddhist or whatever it is, as long as it's grounded in love. I don't play the, you know, the negativity and that evil rim. Because if it's grounded in love, we are both serving the same. So as I wake up and I say my affirmations to that Most High that I subscribe to under that banner of love, I seek that I am doing that which will make a difference. Wasn't always of this mindset, as there are those probably on the airwaves that go back with me, homeboys and girls. I love you out there, all my Cleveland folks. You know. But you know, the scripture that I read says that when we're, and I'm ad-libbing, when we're children, we act as children, but when we grow up to be men, we need to act like men and women. Hopefully we will evolve as we move on in our lives to a place sooner than later where we wake up, as our bumper tune alluded to, we wake up and live our best life. So again, I just wanted to give that little opening dialogue just to encourage you to keep on keeping on. There's someone that needs to hear what you're thinking. This evening, it's such a joy to have the guest that I have on. And it happens more often than not, I have to say. I'm pleased to do this. Because he truly speaks truth to power. He speaks his truth. And I believe also, you know, he's found his niche to make a difference. DeGrant was 50 or 60 years ago. I truly don't know in detail. He and I have had conversations over the years. And so to some extent, I understand. But what matters is where he's at right now and what he's been doing for the last 30 years, at least, I should say 40 years, because he's been in the medical research business since 68 as a broadcast journalist. So he's going to bring some information tonight that, you know, if you don't want to lose your socks, just take them off because it may knock your socks off. Buckle up, hold on, it's going to be enlightening. As always, we encourage your participation. That dial-in number is 347-838-9142. Again, that's 347-838-9142. And we'd love to hear what you have to say because it does make a difference. We're all in this together. Another one of my favorite bumper tunes. We truly are in this together. I just drew a little bit of a blank senior moment to who that bumper tune is. One of my all-time favorite artists. Somebody's probably going to zing me right now and say, oh, you know who that is, Bill. But it's so true. So tonight we're going to be talking about health on a local level, on an international level, and wellness. Mr. Grant is going to bring some latest research that he has found out. I always like to open up with something to kind of you know, get the blood flowing a little bit for you, the listeners, and tune in. I see Mr. Grant is in studio, ready to go. I was having a dialogue with a family member earlier this week who's near and dear to me, and we were just having discussion about what's happening in the world and how that term caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, is oh so true. But it goes beyond just being aware for ourselves, but being aware for our fellow man, generally speaking, other peoples, because what's happening in society is just egregious. If you think about how, you know, business, not just big business, small business. I had a scenario this week with my automobile. You ever had to go get your automobile repaired and they tell you one thing and then you drop it in the shop and they call you and say, oh, you know what? There's just this other thing that we found that we think is going on. And then you get the car back and it just seems like this car wasn't doing this before I got it and into the shop. Don't question yourselves, folks. I mean, this is a in so many respects, a nasty and hateful world. Fortunately, there's folks like you and I Don't worry about it, Daryl. You're a winner. I'm going to pass that to you. Don't worry about it, listeners. You're a winner. The victory's won. The issue is we have to accept it and embrace it and keep doing what we're doing. It's all about energy. Dr. Mendoza, one of our frequent guests, pranic healer, one of only about 10 in the world who studies energy at length, he says, everything is energy and energy is everything. I feel your energy, listeners. I've got some heavy listeners, heavy hitters on the line here, any one of which probably can join me on the program. Please drop me an email. I'd love to have you on. You don't have to have a book out, as Mr. Grant does, or be a notable. You have something to share. I'd love to have you on. But, of course, you don't have to wait for a formal invitation. The line is open, beginning now, 347-838-9142. So back to the conversation with the family member and loved one. And we were just talking about things that occur and how you just have to really always be on the lookout for yourself. You have to watch the labels when you're in the supermarkets. You know, is there high fructose corn syrup in the ingredient? And sometimes you can't avoid it. It depends. If you're having a barbecue, it's fine to hide. It's hard to find sometimes a barbecue sauce without high fructose corn syrup in it. By the way, what is high fructose corn syrup? It's a sweetener that has properties, and I'm not trying to go into detail here, that are beyond regular sugar. In effect, it's a manufactured sweetener. And it's cheap. And, you know, that's the key. It's saving somebody money at the lives of someone else. And that gets into that whole diabetes epidemic, juvenile diabetes, which in a sense didn't even exist 50 years ago. So now we have to be very careful. We're reading our labels. We're sharing with our loved ones and our neighbors and our colleagues, you know, what's going on. And so that's why I'm telling you, share Progressive News with your neighbors, because we're going to make a difference this year. I mean, when we say, okay, enough is enough, you know, we just found out, let's say Mr. Tony Grant tells us something tonight that he's determined is in the food that we're ingesting that was never put on mainstream. Well, we want our listenership such that if we say, okay, we're not purchasing it anymore, it makes a national impact. Remember, the country for you, by you, and of you is really ours. It's just that we don't take advantage of it. Remember I said the victory is ours. We just have to embrace it and realize it. So we have the power. So with that said, call someone and tell them, hey, you should be tuning into this program, because this guy, Mr. Grant's getting ready to come on, and he's going to throw something down that's going to blow your mind. So I'd like to see the numbers continue to expand here. I was having this conversation about, you know, society, and it's a shame with the amount of homeless, especially here in one of the richest countries in the entire planet of Earth. And by the way, you know they are already looking at other places, and you can buy tickets right now because they've privatized the space travel. Yeah, it's privatized now. So you can't actually get tickets. If you're not an athlete or an entertainer or a politician or, well, I guess you could be a business person at a certain level, you probably won't be able to get a ticket. It's only a few million dollars, all right, just for a short stay on the station that is being built as we speak. So let's be very clear, folks. You know, there's a movement afoot that's not necessarily in our best interest. Again, now, we can kind of maybe have some kind of input. So let's make that happen. So back to the story of what's going on. And we just started talking about how when you turn on the television, and of course the society is significantly owned by mass media, the pharmaceutical, and the food industry. And that's what's happened, folks. And so how some of these companies are just flooding the market in third world countries with unhealthy food. And we began to talk about it, and the person I was talking with, they were saying, I was at a site earlier. I'm going to share the site with you, in fact. This is an international issue here. We're going to talk a little bit about this later. How Big Business Got Brazil Hooked on Junk Food. Look it up. It's a great article. There's tens of them out there. This is just one. How Big Business Got Brazil Hooked on Junk Food. Now, we're not talking about, when we say Brazil, we're not talking about the rich and wealthy and famous. So we're talking about the poor and, in some cases, downtrodden, and how they flooded the market there. And I'll give you a name. I'll just throw one out. How about Nestle? I've been at this program for over 10 years now. We're in our 10th year. Thank you. I heard someone say congratulations. And I started in New York for about 3 years, but I couldn't afford it because of travel. And, you know, I'm about 30, 40 minutes out of New York. And I was doing it, of course, as I am now in Gratis. And the travel with the trains and, you know, when I drove being and all of that. So then I was able to have the blessings of individuals and appreciating what I was doing, funding my program, and others who were heavily involved in technology, giving me the ability to promote my program. Gary Null, Dr. Gary Null, for that opportunity for those 3 years to build up the program and still great with a brilliant man who have him on the show. So with that said, as an aside, my 10th year, and going back to the Nestle thing, one of my, I think my first or second year, I did a whole expose on Nestle. They bear watching. Let me just say, they bear watching. They literally had attempted to take over a small town in California. They were going to take over their water supply because they had one of the most pristine water supplies. And they literally went in. It was a small town where they didn't have, you know, a full city council. You know, they had basically a board. And so they went in and infiltrated the board and literally were able to get votes on the board. It was like an eight-person board where you didn't have, like, a mayor. You had a town manager. And they literally was able to infiltrate to a point where they drew up a contract because of this pristine waters that this town actually existed at the foothills of this these mountains out west. I have the archives. They had actually drawn up a contract saying they owned part of the town. It was bad. It was really bad. Another one, they have a very torrid history. They've tried to turn it around. So I could really go into some companies that have done some horrible things, who have a horrible past. But your past does not have to equal your present. And I'll be one to say that right now. Again, looking at the thumb. Silk has done some significant work to turn that around. Nestle, I think they still got some work to do. And I'm concerned now when I see Poland Spring owned by Nestle. I mean, they're just a conglomerate that's snatching up everything they can. So we have to be very careful, folks. You know, you sometimes don't know who you're in bed with. It's like the wolf, you know, in sheep's clothing, and you think you're taking ingesting food from one company, and it may be indeed another. So we're going to be doing a lot more exposés in that area. So back to Brazil. And in fact, I just pulled up the article. So it goes something like this, and then I'm going to come into our and go to our special guest. Children's squeals rang through the muggy morning air. as a woman pushed a gleaming white cart along pitted, trash-strewn streets. She was making deliveries to some of the poorest households in this seaside city, bringing pudding, cookies, and other packaged foods to the customers on her sales route. Thousands of door-to-door vendors for Nestle, helping the world's largest packaged food conglomerate expand its reach into a 250,000 households in Brazil's farthest-flung corners. As she dropped off variety packs of Chandel pudding, Kit Kats, and other muslin infant cereal, there was something striking about her customers. Many were visibly overweight, even small children. I'm going to stop there. It's a fascinating article, and there's lots of them like that. So we have companies that know. It's like the, remember back the cigarette industries when it was just the known fact that they were pushing cancer, and yet our society allowed it to just go on and on and on and on, and it's still to some extent happening today. So that's real news. And I understand, folks, believe me, oh, believe me, it means something when someone gets shot in a stairwell who's 60 years old, Eleanor Bumpers in New York. I can go on and on. We my own hometown. Okay, so I understand a child killed with a plastic gun in a playground. Those are important stories, very, very important stories. But be careful of the distractions, because these are important stories as well. The difference is one is involving big business and the other is not. So with that said, I'm going to bring on our special guest this evening. I'm so pleased to be able to have on the airwaves with us tonight. Again, the call-in number is 347-838-9142. And our special guest this evening is Mr. Tony Grant. He's a broadcast journalist specializing in medical research since 1968. He's a people's advocate, and he really does take pleasure in bringing truth to power, and we hit it along many years ago immediately when we met through a mutual friend, someone that goes back with me over a decade, Mr. Larry Fleming, who actually is in Africa now doing some good work over there on a benevolent journey, and Mr. Fleming introduced me to Mr. Grant, and again, it was done after that. But Mr. Grant is a research journalist, and he's written books and articles and does not hold back. So from time to time, Mr. Grant has joined us over the years, and he will continue to do that as he's always doing good work and research. Mr. Grant, are you on the air? I understand that you do have the microphone now.
Yes, Brother Daryl, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you on the air. And it's so interesting. I see the lines are blowing up whenever you're on the air. And so people appreciate what you do, as I certainly can appreciate that. And specifically, I always try to play a bumper tune that makes sense. Today we did a tune from the incomparable Bob Marley. And it was titled Wake Up and Live. Wake Up and Live. And that's what we need to do. Because once we wake up, and there's a piece in between just that wake up and live. You can't just wake up and live. You have to wake up and take some action. You got to, you know, wake up, take that breath, take that step to make a difference for yourself and your loved ones, and then you can live. So the last time that you were on, if I can just pick up on that, you were telling us some very interesting information about thyroid health and some things that people may not realize. So I know this, you know, this evening from conversations that we've had, you know, since your last program, you're going to be sharing some things that are going on with regard to food sources, GMO, egregious plots that are going on to impact our world health and the pulse of the world. But before we go there, I'd be remiss if I just left hanging where we were the last time you were on about 3 or 4 weeks ago. You're talking about thyroid health. Can you just kind of do a 100,000-foot recap for those who didn't catch that and what you were talking about in terms of some of the research you had done?
Yes, of course, Brother Darrell, and thank you very much for your gracious invitation. I think that the thing that we've all recognized by now is that we see that there's a kind of an explosion of thyroid problems. Even people who don't have thyroid problems in a serious way are being diagnosed with thyroid problems. And indeed, thyroid is such an important gland and makes such a really, we talk about thyroxin, which is the thyroid hormone we know about, but the actually, I mean, it's always more complex than that. Science is only doing a very poor job of trying to keep up with the creator who created these bodies in this universe. And it's true, actually, the truth is that the thyroid gland makes 12 different hormones. But thyroxin is the one we hear the most about. And the first thing we all understand is that in our effort to be well, when we find there are so many who are suffering from the difficulties with maintaining a balanced metabolism, the overweight problem. Some people with thyroid problems are underweight. And the difficulty with maintaining the balance is because it's such an important role that the thyroid gland plays. We are often, well, we are only invited by the drug, by the medical industry to take a drug. And the first thing we need to understand is what you're saying about getting the truth, it's not very easy. And it's not because our doctors are trying to hold the truth from us. It's because the medical system was hijacked by the drug industry in 1908. And so that's why we think drugs are so wonderful. It's not because the science is there. Drugs can never heal you. And so if you're taking, for a thyroid problem, Synthroid, we are not saying you must stop. This is not a medical line. In fact, even if we were doctors, you shouldn't prescribe people over the phone. But we're not doctors. We're giving you information that you should discuss with your doctor, although it probably will only be something that will confuse your doctors. But if you're taking the Synthroid, you are guaranteeing that you can never actually have a balanced thyroid again. If you're taking Synthroid, if you find yourself suffering from the multiple symptoms or multiple possible symptoms and discomforts of thyroid disorder, if you find yourself suffering from, I'm going to go down a quick list here, extreme fatigue, fainting, fast, slow, irregular pounding or racing heartbeat, heat intolerance, can't stand the heat, hives or welts or skin itching, rash or redness, irregular breathing, irritability, menstrual changes, nausea, pain or discomfort in the arms, jaw, back or neck, sweating, swelling of the eyes, face, lips, throat or tongue, tightness in the chest, tremors, blurred or double vision. I won't go down the whole list. And I think many of us who are familiar with thyroid disorder and who may have friends or loved ones or may be experiencing themselves will recognize some of these symptoms, but the unpleasant little trick I played on the audience is that these are the side effects of taking the drug Synthroid. All of the symptoms I just named, that's what happens to you if you're depending upon, well, those are the symptoms that can occur if you're depending upon Synthroid. And so what we need to be aware of is that you're going to experience damage from these drugs. If you find yourself taking Synthroid and suffering from any of these discomforts, you need to know that these discomforts we've just listed are the result of depending upon a drug. Now, what's the alternative? We need to find a way to restore the balance of our thyroid glands. Now, those of us who still have our thyroid glands, because nowadays doctors are eager or surgeons are eager to take the thyroid gland out, but if you still have a thyroid gland, then we need to think about the nutrition that can help with thyroid function. Of course, we all think of iodine right away because the iodine molecule is central to the manufacture of thyroxin. And in that regard, we need to think about the fact that there is a lot of difficulty finding good sources of iodine in the diet. We know you can get it from seafood and seaweed, but this is where you also get mercury and other toxins, dioxin, and the other toxins that contaminate the seas now. And so I want to let people know that there is a rare, I don't have anything to do with this company, but there is a rare atomic iodine formula. By atomic iodine formula, if you look up all of the iodines that are available on the internet, you'll see potassium iodide and all these iodine formulas that are mixed with some other substance, and this only interferes with the absorption. But there is a pure 100% food grade iodine available called detoxidine. It's not that cheap, but you get a two-month supply. I don't know. I think it's $35 or something. I'm not sure. But three drops are the recommended amount, will after a period of time, after a period of months, restore your body's levels of iodine so that the thyroid gland will have raw material that it needs to be able to manufacture thyroxin. So these kinds of nutritional approaches are, together with avoiding all of the other halogens. Iodine is a halogen, those of us who remember from high school chemistry, and the other halogens will compete for the receptor sites on the thyroid. So you don't want to be involved with any kind of chlorine. No chlorinated water, no chlorine in the bathroom that you're showering in. You don't want to be involved with any kind of fluoride, and no fluoride in your water, and no bathing in fluorine or fluoridated water. And you want to avoid bromine. People say, where am I getting bromine? Unless I'm taking bromo-seltzer. Well, of course, most people don't bother with bromo-seltzer anymore, but you're getting bromine if you are eating any kind of commercial baked goods. If you have the misfortune to be addicted to Entenmann's, or you think that Papa John's or Domino's, or for that matter, commercially baked bagels or buttered rolls, these foods are made with bromated flour. And the bromine in the bromated flour, beyond being a carcinogen and causing cancer, it competes for the receptor sites on your thyroid. So if you want your thyroid to be nourished with the available iodine in your diet, the fluoride, chlorine, and bromine are the other halogens that compete for those receptor sites. And so the main point is that you should know that when you take the drug, it may relieve some of your symptoms. It may also bring other symptoms. But the problem is that as long as you take a drug that is mimicking the hormone, thyroxin, it's not real thyroxin, it's mimicking thyroxin, as long as you do that, then the body will be fooled into thinking, well, there's nothing for the thyroid to do. We've got this imitation hormone here. And so as you take this hormone and hope that the doctor's promise will come true, your thyroid gland is going into a deep dormant phase because it has no awareness that there's any work to be done. Anytime we take a hormonal substance as a supplement, we are putting to sleep that part of our body that normally makes that substance. And so nutrition is what we need. Nutrition and a balanced diet to restore the health of the thyroid and a good, pure source of iodine instead of these drugs, although we are not saying to hear anyone here on the phone line that you should abandon your drug only because we're not your doctor and we don't know what your condition is. But if you improve your diet and give your body more iodine, you may find some of your symptoms of thyroid disorder melting away.
Excellent. Well, that is so very helpful. A very good point that you make about the receptor sites without getting into too much detail. But I love the simplicity in which you explain that. Of course, I deal with that a lot, being a naturopath and having clients around the country, trying to be as simplistic as possible without trying to confuse. Because if you notice, it's no coincidence that the medical profession has medicines and conditions that typically have a minimum of four syllables. A minimum, I said, of four syllables. And that's not by coincidence. Of course, we've talked about that in humor, Mr. Grant. And so, yes, very, very simplistically stated. And another thing I love that you stated, which is very true, is be careful with your doctor. And, of course, we're not here to disparage your doctor. No one could ever say that. You can go back in my archives. I don't do that. We just try to give you information to educate you to make educated decisions. We're not saying don't go to your doctor, don't take medicine. We're saying this is what this can do, and then you make the educated decision. Let's be very clear here. So the other thing that you mentioned was if you're going to utilize a medicine, which of course a medicine is something that's created, because if it's a pharmaceutical medicine, it has to be patented. In order to be patented, it has to be unique. And if it's then therefore unique, it has to be it has to have a component in it that more than likely is created, because if it's natural, it's not going to be unique. I mean, if it's something such as olive leaf, or if it's something such as has a particle in it, or if it has something natural in it that can't be patented, well, it's not going to be unique. So how can you come up with something unique? You have to create it. And then if it's created, that means it's artificial or has some artificial component to it, and the body's going to have an issue with that, and that's where you come up with the side effects very often. So now, with that said, you mentioned if you're going to take something that the body is producing, in simplistic terms, the body's going to say, oh, so you don't need me any longer. And another example is with your pancreas, insulin.
Yes. Yes.
And so if you're going to take it and on an external basis, the body produces it, your body's going to say, oh, okay, well, I'll just, and the pancreas produces your insulin, just like the thyroid produces the thyroxine. Then you know, you have to be very careful with that versus giving your body the ability to restore itself, because the body's going to always try to do that. But again, we're not disparaging any of your doctors, so I just want to thank you for that segment, Mr. Grant, and the research that you've done and the simplicity with which you've explained that. So how do you, with that said, before we go into the next segment, how do you spell that for our listeners, the product that Deoxidine?
Detoxidine, yes. Detoxidine is D-E-T-O-X-A-D-I-N-E, Detoxidine.
Detoxidine. One more time, D-E.
D-E-T-O-X-A-D-I-N-E, Detoxidine. I don't have any here in front of me. I get online. But certainly this is the, what they've actually done is they have acquired 100% pure iodine. If you go to the website where they sell it online, you'll see they have pure iodine. It's purple crystals, and the iodine itself emanates a purple iodine gas. No one else is using this. In fact, they're having difficulty maintaining their supplier. And so if you want a purest form of iodine, this is a way to go. Also, we should remember that if we're taking an iodine supplement, it's good to take some selenium with that. This particular outfit that makes the Detoxidine has a very unique all-organic selenium that is made from the extract of mustard seed. So if you don't have any selenium on hand, this is a highly absorbable, natural form of selenium that goes together hand-in-hand with your Detoxidine. There's only one outfit that sells. So we're talking about the same people. They're the only ones who have it.
Very, very good. So we appreciate that so much. So, you know, we were having a discussion.
No, you go ahead, Darryl. Go on.
We were having a discussion some time ago about, food sources as well. And,
yes.
Again, for our new listeners, because I know listeners are coming on every moment, we're talking with Mr. Tony Grant, who is a medical research journalist. And it's always a blessing to have Mr. Grant join us as he shares with us, you know, the results of much of the research that he's engaged with. And this evening, we're just talking about various health issues. And we talked, you'll have to go to the archives if you just joined us, but we're just talking about thyroid health and some very, very crucial things that you need to know in terms of that. And again, we're talking with Mr. Tony Grant, broadcast journalist for over 40 years and been featured on various programs, Metro Media Television. I can go on and on about his background. So we were talking about food sources, and then we kind of delved into a conversation about things going on internationally. But in terms of food sources, this month is always special for me because over the years I've always done a segment in the month of May on GMO food. We've come a long way with regard to that. And folks, those of you who understand and have participated in some of our campaigns, March Against Monsanto as an example, who is quite unquestionably one of the major contributors to that whole aspect of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, meaning that foods have been genetically modified, altered, if you will, at a DNA level for certain characteristics. And just to give you an example, and I know many of my listeners know, but we have new listeners that don't understand, so bear with me. For example, you may have a tomato whose genes were crossbred with a salmon. And so that the tomato is more weather resistant, or you crossbreed a peanut some type of a fruit, so that and peanuts are very resistant to weather, so that that fruit may be very weather resistant. And the worst example is when you have pesticides injected into certain foods, so that the certain seeds, so that the seeds, when they produce plants, the plants can withstand any type of an attack. Consider, wait a minute, am I ingesting an insecticide? Well, they would say, no, it's such a minute level. That's like saying a vaccine that has adjuvants in it, or some type of a poison which might be used for a preservative, such as mercury. Well, it's in such minute ppm, parts per million, that we've deemed that it's not harmful. But, of course, everyone's constitution is different, so they can say, on average, it will not cause a problem. Well, that's sort of Russian roulette. You know, on average, if we've got 50 people and we've got, 1,000 bullets and just one of them has, 1,000 shells and 1,000 bullets, and only one of them is real, the others are blank, it's a Russian roulette. So, it's okay, except if you're the one that gets the bullet. It's a real bullet. You can say, they can say, it may have mercury in it, but it's in such minute particles that we've done studies, and for the most part, 99% of the time, it does not. And this is just an example I'm giving. These are examples. But you can look the numbers up. It's not going to cause a problem for anyone. But then that one parent whose child happens to be that 1 in 1,000, what do you say to that person? Oh, wow. Well, it was just 1 in 1,000. Well, did we have to put it in at all? And so that's where we get into genetically modified food. I've had scenarios where I have worked with clients, and the first thing I'll say is, let's try, who have allergy problems. And I'll say, well, let's try organic. Let's just see if that helps. This is a low fruit. And it's cleared it, because they may be taking in fruit or vegetables or other foods that are crossbred. Maybe they're allergic to peanut. Maybe they're allergic to fish. And maybe that food is genetically modified to have some of that DNA in that. So as going back to the conversation with Mr. Grant, we were having that discussion, and he's well familiar with that. In fact, a friend and colleague to both of us, Mr. Larry Fleming, who has had an organic farm, was an organic farmer. And I know, Mr. Grant, you are very familiar with GMO scenarios. Oh, so more than I am, can speak to that and how that is impacting our foods. We must stay vigilant, folks, because when you go to your supermarket now, you can't walk down some of those middle shelves. We say, the outside is where you get your breads and your fruits and vegetables when you go into a supermarket, along the circumference of the store. But when you go down the aisles, you're getting into your canned foods and your ketchups and your foods that are, that's where you'll be seeing more and more non-GMO. Well, why is that? Why are we seeing more? No high fructose corn syrup. Why is that? Do the companies just want to spend more money? Because it is a cost saver for them to go with the GMO and some of the artificial sweeteners. So would they just want to spend more money? No, they have no choice, because once a competitor says, I'm out, on a Shark Tank, the movie, the guy says, I'm out, or the gal says, I'm out. Once one says, I'm out, that puts a lot of pressure on the other companies to say, uh-oh. We've got a product on the shelf next to ours that's saying they aren't doing it, and the consumers are starting to pick up on it. So So we have power, folks. That's why I say tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. It's not about me. I'm not making a dime at this point. I hope to because I've been doing this 10 years. I'm going to ask for a penny. I'm hoping I can get advertisements at some point so we can grow and make a difference. But this isn't about me. This is about us making a difference. And so with that, I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Mr. Grant, because you've been doing so much in that area of genetically modified foods and some things that are going on nationally that you have found out, and I'd like you to share with us. I mentioned earlier, and I believe you heard me talk about that article, how big business got Brazil hooked on junk food. I bet you have some stories for us that can talk about what some of these companies and individuals are doing around the world. Mike is yours.
Well, thank you, Darrell. There's no question that we are in a situation where we need to be more vigilant, and we don't have to think of this as hard work. If you are telling the produce manager at your supermarket or the manager that orders the staple goods, as you call them, the stuff in the middle aisles, that you don't want to have GMOs, if you tell the produce manager which of these ears of corn are genetically modified, I don't buy that. That has a tremendous impact, and that's the real reason why some of these manufacturers are saying, I'm out. I'm proud to display the non-GMO label. We should all be aware that GMO is really a euphemism, genetically modified organism. These organisms are genetically contaminated. Go online, perform a search for GMO-fed lab rats, and you will find horrific photographs of lab rats who have tumors the size of their head, a tumor like that on their neck. These GMOs have not been shown. There has been absolutely no human or animal studies done and published for the use of the scientific world or analyzed by the FDA to show the GMO is safe. There is no science to show the GMO is safe. And so we are the guinea pigs, the ones who are willing to go out and eat the GMO corn and to eat the GMO soy and to eat all of the GMO crops. And those of us who go to the supermarket and don't even know which foods are genetically modified. I've heard people say, oh, I thought they all are. No, they're not all genetically modified. And if you go places like the organic food store, there you're dealing with a manager of the store whose job it is to help protect you from GMOs. So you're more likely to be able to shop in there more freely without being worried. But the point is that by now we should all know that these genetically modified foods are really contaminated. They're not fit for human consumption. And it may take a while for you to develop symptoms. Symptoms like the allergies that Brother Darrell just talked about, but other symptoms that are not necessarily connected with GMOs. And so when you go to the doctor and you complain of this or that symptom, the doctor doesn't say, are you eating GMOs? He says, no. He says, I have a drug for that. You're in good hands. And this is taking us further and further into a control grid because the people who manufacture GMOs are not trying to do any of the things that they tell us. They tell us, well, this is a way to feed the world, or this is the way to make the crops have more protein. All that are lies. And, Darrell, even the ability of the crops to manufacture insecticide inside the plant, even that is no longer working. Now we have insects that can gobble up a whole crop of these so-called BT corn or BT products that BT are genetically modified crops that can manufacture their own insecticide. Mother Nature has already overcome that. So you're finding that there are men or farmers or professional agricultural situations where they're using GMO seeds in the hope of being able to have resistance from pests, but they have to spray as well. So they have the GMO. The pests are no longer the GMO manipulations are no longer able to repel the pests or kill the pests, and so they're using the GMO and spraying with insecticides. So this is a situation I'm saying that is not being presented to us for what it really is. We think because we are nice people, most people are not evil, and so we don't see the evil intent behind GMO. Why are we allowing Monsanto to make our food? Monsanto is a chemical company. Why are we eating food that's been modified by Bayer? Dow and DuPont, Syngenta, Dow and DuPont just merged, and Bayer just bought Monsanto. Why is it we think these are places where we should buy things that we're going to feed to our children? There's something wrong with that thinking. The thinking should be that we should be getting food from the earth in the natural form that it was meant to be eaten, the way the Creator made everything. So the idea that we've been given that genetic modification of food is some sort of better living through chemistry, this is a false idea. And the people who are trying to genetically modify all the crops in the world are people who are attempting to control the food supply. I say again, you are being given the idea that genetic modification is some kind of future food, some kind of futuristic food that's going to be better than regular food. But that's not what it is. It is not better. It's worse. It's making you sick. And the objective of the people making it is not to create better food. Their objective is to control the food supply on the planet. We have people on this planet who are just that megalomaniacal, who think they can control the food supply on the planet. And so I just want to remind everyone that Microsoft founder and one of the world's wealthiest men, Bill Gates, who projects an image of a harmless computer nerd, a benign philanthropist who gives away his billions via his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to tackle diseases and solve food shortages in Africa and alleviate poverty. None of this is true. Bill Gates is not a computer nerd. He was put into business by IBM. IBM arranged for him to go to the place where some young, real computer geniuses had invented the operating system we call disk operating system, or DOS. Now we call it Windows. And he went there and he bought the system from them because IBM needed it. IBM knew that they would not be able to get it from them for the price that Bill Gates paid. What is it, $50,000 or $60,000? That's the stuff of lore. They didn't want to have to pay the millions that the inventors of the operating system would have charged. So they sent Bill Gates. The lore tells us that Bill Gates, he knew that IBM needed the operating system, and he knew that these guys had an operating system, and his business genius put everything together, and that's how Microsoft was started. No, Microsoft has always been a partnership between Bill Gates and IBM. Bill Gates is a manufactured billionaire. He has had connections from his youth that brought him about to the point where he could be a billionaire, and now he's using his money to change the face of the earth with GMOs and with vaccinations. His vaccinations are so deadly that the nation of India has now kicked him out of India, saying that you have crippled 69,000 children who were healthy until you came here, and now he's been removed from India. So he's working in other places like Africa that I think we're going to want to talk about, Daryl, where he's doing the same kind of thing in Africa that he was doing in India, and this is not going to be on the news. You have to come to places that are dealing with truth, like where we are now, in order to be able to get this information. This is never going to be in the news. The only way we can know about GMOs, the only way we can know about the dangers of thyroid drugs, the only way we can know about the truth about Bill Gates is if we seek for the truth in places that are not CNN, that are not New York Times, that are not USA Today, places that can provide us with the information we need.
So tell wait a minute now. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. The line, if you want to ask Mr. Grant a question, is 347-838-9142. Because this is breaking news. This is real breaking news. This is, folks, if you look in the sky, there's a ship about a mile wide. Everyone needs to go into your basements. This is breaking news here. You said that Bill Gates is in Africa. I need you to elaborate. You know, I love you like a brother or cousin, but I've got to, as I do with any guest, I've got to challenge what you're telling me. Tell me more about Africa. What's going on there?
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with David Rockefeller's Rockefeller Foundation, the creators of GMO biotechnology, are financing a project called the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa. And this board is dominated by people from both the Gates and Rockefeller Foundations. So Monsanto, DuPont, Dow, Syngenta, and other major GMO agribusiness giants are at the heart of AGRA, the Alliance for a Green Revolution, they're always going to give you a name that makes you think something good is going on, and you should be aware of that. And so GMO crops, we know, have never been proven safe, but now we have a situation in Africa where Bill Gates is clearing the land, he's clearing farmers off the land by arming mercenaries who he manages to get the press to claim that these are Fulani herdsmen. You know the herdsmen? They want to be able to have areas, vast expanses where their animals can graze, and so they're trying to make you believe that these Fulani herdsmen are going out and killing the farmers so they can have more space for their herds to graze. But the reality is these are mercenaries hired by Bill Gates. And Bill Gates' objective is to convert the land, to get rid of all of the traditional landowning agriculturalists, the traditional landowning farmers, to wipe them out and to replace their activity with huge GMO plots of land that he can cultivate and grow GMO crops. And he's intending on growing GMO crops that have an impact on the ability of males and females in Africa to be able to reproduce. This is all something that we learned from the interview of Dominique Borisko. I hope I'm saying it right. Dominique Borisko. Yes, Borisko. Dominique Borisko is. You can get this interview of Dominique Borisko being interviewed. You can get the text of the interview online. He's being interviewed by Ralitza Bourchier. So the words you need to use are Bourchier, B-O-U-R-C-H-I-E-R, and Borisko, B-O-U-R-S-I-C-O-T. I'm sorry, Borisko. I have it now. B-O-U-R-S-I-C-O-T. Dominique Borisko is being interviewed by Miss Bourchier. And this interview, he explains what Bill Gates is doing in Africa. Bill Gates is actually at a situation now where he has the Nigerian government has given him a special government position. He's a member of the Nigerian government now. A special position has been created for him so that he can now have activity as a member of the Nigerian government. I'm trying to get the name. Oh, here we are. He is now heavily involved in exploitation of the continent. He has been given a title. His new title is Eminent Person and Special Advisor to the Nigerian Head of State, President Goodluck Jonathan. This is Bill Gates' title in Nigeria. He wants the passage of laws that will allow human or varying egg trafficking to be used for stem cell research. He's manipulating and paying off the politicians so that he can get the passage of laws that will allow him to collect the ovarian eggs of African women.
I'm just speechless. And this is from the interview, and I see you sent me a copy of that. I appreciate it. Just see that.
This is from the interview, yes.
Yes, released of Bourchier. Okay, is interviewing. Okay, Bureau Scott. Listeners, I'd be more than happy to send that out to you. You can send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _CLA18 at MSN.com. Wow.
These are things that are going on that should be headlined.
We've done programs on stem cell. Talk a little bit about stem cell. Let's back this up. Because this reminds me of conversations I've had with Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory was very much involved, and as many people know, a very dear friend of mine and mentor, who I just months before his passing on had an opportunity to speak with almost on a monthly basis. We would talk in the morning from his home in D.C. And this was something that he was very, very adamant about. Years ago, did a series on stem cell. And the issue was the source, coming up with the source of the stem cells. And then it died off because it became this mainstream situation. But even though it died off from a mainstream awareness, I had an inkling that it didn't go away. And so let's talk a little bit about this aspect of stem cell for the listeners? And I know you can articulate in a very lay term way.
Yeah, it's very simple, Billy. I actually don't have more than a few more minutes left, Daryl, but it's very simple. We know that when a human being is created by the activity of a male and female, that the two zygotes, the sperm and the egg, they make the first cell of the new human being. And this cell begins to divide into two and then four and then eight, yes? And all of these cells, what are they? They're cells that have the potential to become bone, to become heart tissue, to become any kind of tissue the body needs, because these cells have special ability. If you take a bone cell that's in an adult, that bone cell can never be anything but a bone cell. And I'm not sure why they gave it the name stem cells, because these are embryonic cells. These are embryonic cells that are part of the process that God has installed to manufacture new human beings. And these cells can become any tissue in the body. And so people who have arthritis, many of them have been waiting for the stem cell to become legal so they can get stem cells injected into their joints, where the stem cells can become cartilage, they can become bone, right? They can become anything that is needed in that area. And, of course, the question is, where do we get stem cells? Well, where do we get embryonic cells if not from embryos? And how are we getting human embryonic cells unless some embryo is giving up this tissue? And this is why they give it the euphemism stem cells. None of this is ever going to be in the news in a way that is straightforward and enables us to understand it. We have the opportunity to rebuild our bodies using various kinds of nutritional strategies. We can back up off of wrong kinds of living that destroy and deteriorate the body. We have all sorts of avenues of wellness available to us. But if you're going to get stem cells, you got to go to the system to get a stem cell. You can't get that on your own. You can get green medicine on your own. You can get nutritional medicine on your own. You can change your lifestyle. You can eliminate bad things from your diet. You can do all those. You have the power. You are empowered. You have health empowerment when you have those things under your control. But if you want to go for a stem cell, you got to go to the system for that. And what the system is a group of people who are like Gates, who want to control all medicine. And he has the arrogance to think that he can get African women to allow him to harvest their eggs so he can go into a business, a stem cell business, that is estimated to have ultimately a unlimited income potential that is estimated at $40 trillion is the amount of money he's playing. This is the level of money that he's trying to, that he's shooting for, $40 trillion. If he can get the government of Nigeria to agree to let him harvest the eggs of the Nigerian women. This is how these people are functioning.
Wow. Let's stop it there, because you do have a hard stop, and I apologize. I'm looking at my watch now. You did tell me you had a hard stop. Well, listeners, I think that's a carrot. So we're gonna book you to return. We have next week we have a guest, and the week after. So listeners, be on the lookout for when Mr. Grant will be returning in about 3 weeks. I think we have a date here. And we're going to continue right here at this. In the meantime, listeners, I suggest you do a little research, because we'd love to open the lines up and have some dialogue. Many of you are your own researchers in your own rights. I am looking for individuals who would like to participate in bringing real information to the masses. Drop me an email at Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-R-K, excuse me, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com, and we'll get you engaged to participate with this effort to make a difference. So with that said, I'm going to thank Mr. Tony Grant for again dropping something that most of us had no idea of, if not every one of us to an extent. And Mr. Grant, I appreciate you and what you're doing to enlighten the peoples around the world, and the benevolent work that you're doing in third world countries. and I'm looking forward to you coming back. Thanks. Thank you again, Darryl, for joining us, Mr. Grant. And we'll be talking offline, of course, in the days ahead for the booking of when you'll be coming back.
Thank you, Darryl, for your gracious invitation.
You're welcome. Well, listeners, what can I say? I told you to hold on to your seatbelts. You know, laughter is good. If you didn't sense that or feel that energy from that laugh, it was just good. You know, there's been so much research just on laughter that has stated that it increases the white blood count, just laughter. So we have more power than we often give ourselves credit for. We have a couple of minutes left. The lines are open. I think you're all probably sitting there just gasping after hearing that last interview. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of that interview, you can drop me an email, and I'd be glad to forward it to you. But in the meantime, do some research. I encourage you to. We're not talking heads here on Progressive News Weekly where we're just saying things and we want you to walk away like it's some kind of entertainment. Guess what I found out? No, don't be a secret agent. I always tell you, I love my spy movies. It's one of my, you know, little things that you know, I enjoy just for entertainment. I don't do a whole lot, but I do like the latest Bond movie, and we need to get a black spy, right? Like the latest superhero, Black Panther. Wouldn't that okay, I put it out there, so we're going to wait and see that occur. But folks, I can't encourage you enough to share Progressive News Weekly. It's going to make a difference because we want to have that input, that ability to be able to say, we see you, not going to happen. And it's about the numbers. It's not about me. It's about all of us collectively making a difference. As he said, walking into the supermarket and talking with the produce manager or the buyer and saying, I see that you're carrying, and I'm just making this up because Silk has done a turnaround. I see you're still carrying Silk, even though there was a media highlight on what they're doing in a third world country in India. Or I see you're still have Arnold bread, even though, you know, whatever it is. Folks, let's make a difference. So shout out all of my folks out there from all over, and I'm scared to mention places because I know I'm going to miss someone because we're all over. We got folks out in Nevada and California and Texas and, of course, Ohio. Go Cavs. And New Jersey, New York, and Georgia, and Florida, and of course, you know, I mentioned New York, Pennsylvania. Just a shout out to all of you who are, you know, avid listeners. I thank you for tuning in. Happy Mother's Day to all those who are mothers out there. Enjoy it this week, and every day's Mother's Day for you. You know that. I hope you're doing the right thing. And with that said, we're going to have Mr. Grant on in the weeks ahead. Drop me an email if you're not on my mail list, and we'll get you on the mail list. And let me know what's going on out there. I don't get it all. If you know of a topic or an individual that has something to share, let me know. And I'm always looking for partners to help me to bring this information to the masses. So with that said, just know that I love you. It's nothing you can do about it. It's free. I'm giving it. I'm giving that energy out there. And I know with every moment that I do, it comes back tenfold. So why don't you try that? Just try it. Just give some love. Whether they know it or not, that are doing these egregious things around the world, that's not love. They may try to call it or label it there, but it's not. So until next week, let's just keep in mind, love is the key. I'm a close on that. One of my favorite groups, Maze. Love is really the key. Give some love, receive some love, Tell someone you love, you do love them, because we don't know what tomorrow or the next moment holds. God bless you. Peace and blessings. Drop me an email. Let me know what your thoughts are. Until next week.